Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am so grateful to have you here. This is actually episode 90-something, so we are coming up on our 100th episode together. I wish I had one of those little sound machines. It's like, yay, round of applause. We are coming up on 100 episodes, and I have no clue what I want to do for episode 100, so feel free to leave comments or email me to let me know what people do for their 100th episode, because I have absolutely no clue. Anyways, before we get into today's wonderful topic that actually came from a conversation that I've had with a couple clients, I would love for you to take a moment and give this podcast a 5-star rating on whatever platform it is that you are hearing me from. And also, I want you to share it with a friend who needs this message, because your support is going to help people all over find and benefit from this conversation. Okay, so I'm gonna remind you again before we end our time together, just so you know. All right. So today we're going to dive into the art of receiving. Now, not the sexual receiving. We'll save that for another day, but this is just being able to receive on a regular day. And for those of us that are type A personality, high achieving, perfectionist, overthinking, it is something that we struggle with. But it's essential to not only unlocking our full potential, but also unlocking our pleasure. And one of the ways that I found that struggling to receive showed up in my life is really just people wanting to help me, mainly, probably I would say my partner. And it showed up when I was working in a hospital setting where people would try to help me. And the reason I struggled with it, and you could probably relate, is because I was meticulous with the way that I did things. For instance, at work, there was a way that I laid out my sheets. There was a way that I laid out my notes. It was a way that I laid out what patients I was going to see for the day. Even at home, there's a way that I fold towels. There's a way that I put dishes in the dishwasher. And so when my partner's like, oh, I could put the dishes in the dishwasher, I'm like, but you do it wrong. Is there really a right and wrong way to put dishes in the dishwasher? Now, you and I know that there is a right way. But for the context of this episode, there is no right or wrong way to put dishes in a dishwasher. And so we really stifle ourselves from receiving when we act like it has to be done our way or no way. On top of the fact that we are consistently giving, think the last hour or two, I'm pretty sure you could come up with 2 or 3 times that you've given your energy, your time, your money, you've given to someone else. And in order for us to continue to keep our cup, to keep our insides full, we have to be open to receiving. Now let's dive a little deeper into why it is so hard for us to receive. Now, in general, societal norms place caregiving roles on us as women. This is women as a whole, whether you're in a family, relationships, work, because we have that nurturing thing going on, it's just like, give it to her. She can do it. And sometimes things just come easy to us. Our ability to multitask and do multiple things at one time and make it make sense is a benefit to everybody, though it ends up hindering ourselves. And if we go down a little bit deeper for Black women in particular, for you and I, we've been raised with a strong sense of responsibility to hold everything together. That's all that we've seen. We've seen our moms go out there and kick ass. We've seen our grandmothers. We've seen lots of Black women in our community. They make it work and they hold everything together. How many times have we seen Big Mama or the grandmother or the matriarch of the family, she passes away and it's like things just fall apart almost immediately before anything is even put together. The family, finances, relationships, everything just falls apart because she is what was holding the glue together. And that makes it even harder for us to prioritize our own needs, because there is this concept that, and it's knowing, we know if I don't put myself in this, if I don't put my hands on this, if I'm not a part of this particular thing with this particular person, it's not going to give what it needs to. And sometimes, honestly, it needs not to be our responsibility. It just doesn't. Just because we can do it doesn't mean we have to. And a lot of us have had to learn that the hard way, repeatedly, me included. And now, how does imbalance show up? It's going to show up in your relationship. Always wanting to be the nurturer, it ends up making you feel guilty when someone offers care in return. That kind of leans into that people pleasing, right? Like, I'm the giver. I don't want to take anything from you. No, you've got it. I can do this for you because I know it makes you feel good. And I know that it makes you happy. But believe it or not, when you're in a healthy, good relationship, that person wants to return the favor. They want to give to you. They want you to be happy too. And if you struggle with being able to receive, and the only way that you find yourself seeking validation is by giving to someone else, it can be very detrimental to that relationship. You can start having fights. I've had so many fights with my partner when it comes to being able to receive. And it goes back to the helping piece. We get into arguments because he's like, I'm doing the best that I can. I'm doing what I can to support you. And I don't feel appreciated. You don't say thank you. When I don't do it the way that you want me to do it, then you're going off on me, or you're going behind me and you're redoing it. And it sometimes makes me feel inadequate in this relationship. And then I just don't want to do anything at all, which we know comes full circle when we're sitting in a corner with our arms crossed talking about, you don't want to help me. You don't want to do anything. Well, sometimes it's us. Sometimes we have to take a look at ourselves. It also makes those around us anxious, whether it's family, friends, our children, coworkers. It just puts them on pins and needles when they see us stressed out. We may not think that we're stressed out, but they can see we're stressed out. We're frazzled, we're irritable, we're yelling, we're making mistakes, but they can't step in and help us. Self-care, feeling guilty for resting. Feeling guilty for experiencing and indulging in luxury, or even prioritizing your own pleasure or joy. You walk in this space of guilt and of shame because you took the time to prioritize yourself, because you said yes to somebody wanting to give you money. Let me tell you something. This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is proudly sponsored by Organic Lovin', your go-to source for all natural, body-safe products that enhance your intimate experiences. At Organic Lovin', they believe that what you put on and in your body matters, which is why they offer a carefully curated selection of organic, eco-friendly products designed to bring pleasure without compromising your health. From luxurious lubricants and body oils to intimate toys and wellness products, Organic Lovin' has everything you need to elevate your sensual self-care routine. Each product is crafted with the highest quality ingredients so you can indulge with confidence, knowing you're choosing the best for your body and the environment. As a special offer for our listeners, you can enjoy 10% off your purchase when you use the coupon code JaveryWellness at checkout. Visit www.javerywellness.com/organic-lovin, that's L-O-V-E-N, today to explore their full range of products and discover how organic, body-safe options can make a difference in your intimate life. That's www.javerywellness.com/organic-lovin, spelled L-O-V-E-N, and don't forget to use the code JaveryWellness for 10% off your order. Take care of your body and let Organic Lovin' take care of your pleasure. This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is brought to you by Javery Integrative Wellness Services, where holistic healing meets mental wellness. At Javery Integrative Wellness, we understand that life's demands can take a toll on your mind, body, and your spirit. That's why we offer a range of therapeutic services designed to help you reconnect with yourself, reduce stress, and find balance. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, relationship issues, or simply looking to enhance your overall well-being, the expert therapists at Javery Integrative Wellness are here to support you. We specialize in creating personalized integrative care plans that cater to your unique needs. Ready to take the first step towards a healthier, happier you?
visit www.jabrywellness.com today and schedule your free 15-minute consultation with one of our compassionate therapists. It's time to invest in yourself and start your journey to wellness. That's www.jabrywellness.com, your partner in holistic health and healing. Don't wait. Book your free consultation now.
When I was little, my mom used to get upset with me because we would go to my grandmother's house up in Pennsylvania, in Chester, pretty much every summer. And when we went, my grandmother would take me shopping. We would go to Bloomingdale's. Is that me dating myself? Is that the era that I'm in now? Anyway, we would go to Bloomingdale's. We would go to Payless. Like, we would go shopping. And I absolutely loved it. I was here for it, which is probably why I have the shopping bug that I have now. And one day, I mentioned to my grandmother about what my mom said about, you don't always have to say yes because she wants to take you shopping. And my grandmother said, well, if you don't say yes, eventually people are going to stop asking. And I didn't want her to stop taking me shopping. So that's something that I take with me going into interactions with people. And when it comes to the guilt and shame of someone wanting to do something for me. And also, we are blocking people's blessings. Sometimes it was placed on their heart to give us that dinner, to pay for that tea, to give us that massage, or just to show up for us for no reason other than they want to show up for us. And when we turn them away, when we say no to receiving what that has been placed on them to give to us, we end up blocking their blessing on top of ours. So let's release the guilt. Let's release the shame. Let's allow the people that we've curated in our lives, our business besties, our work girlfriends. Some of y'all got work husbands, work girlfriends, our family, our friends, those that we've curated to be our support system. Let's allow them to give to us. Think of it as a thank you, not just a verbal thank you, but a thank you for all of the things that you've been doing for them and all the ways that you showed up for them. Not only is it a thank you, but it continues to give you the energy and the motivation to want to give yourself. Now, let's talk a little bit about the impact on your life when you master the art of receiving. When you learn to receive, you experience shifts across your life. Not in just one area, but in multiple areas. So you have increased pleasure and satisfaction, and life actually becomes fun. It becomes something that you want to experience. You're not just going on your day-to-day on autopilot like, oh, here we go, another day. Oh, I'm going to work. Oh, I'm cooking dinner. It becomes fun. It becomes flowy, and you allow good things to come towards you instead of you chasing this opportunity or chasing this person or chasing this feeling. When you master the art of receiving, things are just naturally going to flow to you. You're going to see more of the positive than you see in the negative. And you're also going to create deeper connections and reciprocity. So by receiving, like I was saying earlier, we allow others the joy of giving and creating balance in our relationships. Some people really love giving. I can't say that you, the listener, me, love giving, but there are some people out there that it is their mission to just give and give and give, and it gives their heart delight. So imagine someone coming up to you and wanting to give you something or show up for you and pour into you in some type of way. And you're like, oh, no, thank you. Well, now they're looking at you like, well, do you not trust me? Do you not like me? Did I do something to you? Why is it that you can show up for me, but I can't show up for you? And then it puts a rift in the relationship because there is no balance. There is no balance, and I feel like I'm a burden to you because you're always showing up for me. And let me show you how much I love you is kind of how it is. And mastering the art of receiving also gives you a stronger sense of worthiness by accepting love, by accepting support, and by accepting abundance. You are reinforcing the belief that you deserve good things. And you don't have to earn them by being exhausted and burning yourself out. You don't have to dig the mud and trudge through the fire for someone to give to you. That's not necessary. You don't have to always be productive. Let me tell you, you can receive something just for existing on this earth. It doesn't always have to be a reason. And sometimes when we get into this place, it's like, well, that came too easy. That came too easy. I didn't have to work hard for that at all. I don't deserve it. When you master the art of receiving, your brain starts to say, yeah, I deserve this. I absolutely deserve this. I deserve to feel this good. I deserve to feel this loved. And I receive all of it. Thank you and give me more. And so start small. I know this may seem overwhelming. And I know listening to this episode is, Natasha, that sounds great. Logically, it sounds great. And logically, I know that I'm supposed to go out here and be able to receive as much as I give, but I struggle. I have been this way for the last 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And now you're telling me to do something different. It makes me feel uncomfortable. It feels overwhelming. And I absolutely do not know where to start. Now, you know, I am all about giving you tips so that you can get the win now. And this isn't just, it's not a big thing, right? You don't have to think 20 steps ahead. It can be very basic. For instance, say thank you, okay? Not just say thank you. Say thank you and really feel it. Now, I know y'all know what I'm talking about. When someone gives you a compliment and you brush the compliment off, No, we're not doing that anymore. After today, when someone gives you a compliment, you are going to receive that compliment and you're going to say, thank you. Like, I truly appreciate that. We're not going to, oh, this thing is so old, or, oh, my hair, this is a mess, or, oh, it was nothing. Thank you. That's all you have to say. Get into the habit of saying thank you. Practice asking for help and letting people show up for you. Now, I know this is going to be one of the harder ones, because for some of us, we, the high achievers, we feel like asking for help is a form of weakness. And it's not, because the reality is you cannot do everything. And just even if you could, you don't need to do everything. And the reality is when you're trying to do everything, you're not really doing anything well. I learned that the hard way. You know, I prided myself in being the multitasker, and I could do this over here and I could do that over there and I could switch this and that, but nothing was getting done. I was getting 10 to 15% of things done every single day. Oh, perfect example. When I first started my entrepreneurial journey and I was going into my business, I was doing my solo practice. So I was seeing clients, marketing for that. I was doing coaching. I was marketing for that. And I had a subscription box and I was doing that. Now, mind you, I was doing all of these alone. When I started my business, I did everything alone. It is not until 4.5, 5 years later that I'm like, oh, let me start enlisting in some help. But I started off with 3 businesses and I burnt out on one. So I did the subscription box for a year and I shut that down because I was like, I can't keep doing this. I'm boxing. I'm taking them to the office. I'm getting the stuff. I'm researching the things. People's payments not coming through. So I closed that. And for a good 2 or 3 years, I was trying to figure out the balance between being a therapist in my practice and also being a sex and intimacy coach. And it was the hardest thing that I could do, was trying to figure out how to be 2 of those separately. And it wasn't until probably the end of last year, the end of 2024, I just made a conscious decision, and it might have been in the beginning of this year, 2025, where I said, you know what? I am not doing anything but focusing on the practice. Anything else I'm going to put on the shelf. And I have amazing ideas all the time of, oh, I could do that. Oh, I could do that. But I put it in my little inspiration book. And if I want to, I could come back to it. But I said, I am putting my all, I am putting 100% into my practice, into getting it to a place where it runs without me. And I am the head, not the head, the feet, the shoulders, the back. I'm just the head. And I have gotten so much done. I have gotten so much done by being focused, but also by allowing people that know what they're doing to do their job. And so challenge yourself to delegate a task, say yes when someone offers assistance, and don't feel bad about it. It doesn't mean you're weak. Me choosing my practice and asking for help with my accounting and hiring clinicians, that doesn't make me weak. If anything, it makes me strong because I was able to ask for help and I was able to take a seat back and look at the bigger picture. So that was a lot around asking for help and letting people show up for you. And create a space for self-care without guilt. Now, if you have been riding with me from the very beginning, you know that I live on the hill of self-care. You need to schedule yourself and honor it as a non-negotiable. Stop quitting on yourself. Stop canceling on yourself. If you should be the first thing that you put on the calendar. The beginning of the year, you should be putting your vacations, your staycations, your day off. That should be the first thing that goes on your calendar and everything else works around you. We don't have time for guilt around self-care because you want to do all these things. You want to show up for all these people and you want to be great. In order to do that, you have to take time for yourself. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Point blank, period. So I hope you received something from this, because we're in the art of receiving. See what I did there? I didn't even do that on purpose. Learning to receive is not just about, it's not about taking. This isn't about someone showing up for you and giving you something. It's about allowing yourself to be supported, cared for, and nourished. Okay, so I explained to you why you struggle with it. I told you how it's going to impact your life. And I also gave you tips. So I want you to reflect on, where in your life are you resisting receiving? And this is an action step that I want you to take today. Now, I've given you tips, tangible tips to go off into the world. But today, this week, I want you to say yes to something you'd normally reject, whether it's a compliment, an offer for help, an act of kindness. It doesn't matter what it is. I want you to say something, yes, to something that you would normally reject. And I want you to take a moment to feel it. I want you to appreciate it and remind yourself that you're worthy for this yes. And I promise you, after a while, it's just going to come easily. Yes, yes, yes. And you'll say no to more things that don't fill you up, which then allows you to be the giver that you truly want to be. So thank you so much for listening to another episode. And if this episode resonated with you, again, I told you I was going to remind you, please give it a 5-star rating on whatever platform you're listening to and share it with a friend. We all have somebody that really could do better with receiving. Your support is going to help spread this message. It's going to get to the women that need it. And always, I want to hear your thoughts. So definitely send me a message, leave a review, leave a comment. I love you. And remember that you are so very much deserving of pleasure. Bye.